I would imagine you'd start looking at maps of Europe, you'd start looking at hierarchies, who ruled what. They're concepts that are almost completely alien us today, such as the Spanish Netherlands is going to be a very obscure term for most people today, but that vanishes at the time of the revolution. And I think we could say that Napoleon completely redrew the map of Europe in a way we understand in, stick or not say, but with Brexit. I mean, where we are today depends very much on his military and political activities in the early 19th century. And you could argue we're still coming to terms with this. Our relationship to Europe and the rest of the world has been, shall we say, nuanced. And with Napoleon, he's a huge influence whether we like it or not. And you could argue that the British are still trying to come to terms with this.